Thank you.
I was reading through your bio. I mean, the Grammys, your podcast, you were a Marine, one of the top streamed reggae artists on Spotify. And I have to ask, how many kids do you think are here today because Mr. Lova Lova was on in the background?
You know what? I would like to think that I'm responsible for a lot of the population, I would think, within the 90s.
Well, you're still putting out music, though. Your latest EP, In the Mood, came out May 12th. Do you find when you're doing these shows, you know, with TLC and On Vogue, are you seeing young faces in the crowd along with the OGs?
Tons. You know what is the big thing for us is that TikTok has been a big, big part of the resurgence of these records, actually, and these young kids. You know, it wasn't me, the record, especially that record, that actually transcends through generation. And because it's just a relatable message to, you know, to all ages, all nationality, creed, religious background, whatever it is. It's just what it is. You know, everybody has gone through a moment of some sort of infidelity at some point. And when we saw in TikTok, is, you know, there's all these trends that follow in with Bombastic or any of these songs, you know, they always are popping up. And of course, you know, we did Banana last year, which was over 2 billion streams. So we do have a lot of young faces that definitely are in the crowd.
In your career, it spans everything from Super Bowl commercials to podcasting. As I said before, you have worked with so many people. What's one of your favorite memories of your career?
There are a lot of cool, cool memories. You know, I think sitting with Michael Jackson and playing at the 30th anniversary was really great, you know, because as a kid growing up, looking at this guy as the greatest superstar in the world and having him know your name and know your music. And, you know, in meeting Michael, I couldn't get a word and he knew everything about me and didn't know more. That was kind of one of those Stokes moments. But, you know, my favorite of all time, I think, to this day is my relationship with Sting. I think this, you know, Sting is the brother I never knew I needed. Just has really helped me with my confidence and just somebody that I really, really love a lot.
I was going to ask you about Sting because you're planning a tour in September. How did the collaboration with him, how did you guys get together?
Well, you know, I've met Sting a couple of times, but then we ended up with the same A&R, which is Martin Kirzenbaum. And Martin was my A&R at Interscope, and he was also Sting's A&R at Interscope. When Martin left Interscope, he heard me with his song and he brought it to Sting. And Sting and I sat in the studio just to do the song and realized that we were having more fun than work. And we just continued that fun on into an album, into a Grammy, into a tour. We're launching this new festival called One Fine Day in partnership with Live Nation, and that's going to be in Philadelphia on the 9th of September. We have some cool acts. Just acts that him and I like together, Thundercat, acts like Kes the Band, Coffee, very eclectic sound, Georgiana, all of these people that we've put together to really make, you know, one fine day with two stages.
So you're coming up with a festival. I mean, you're touring, you're all this. Do you ever rest? Do you ever slow down?
I do get time to slow down, but not very long because this is really my passion. I'm living my dream. I really enjoy myself. I came into the music aspect of it for the touring aspect, and I really enjoy that. I am more comfortable on stage than sitting in your living room. It's my happy place, and I like to be there.
Well, we are so excited to share your happy place with us for the Hot Summer Nights Tour. The link for the tickets on our website, ravenradio.ca, and you can get your tickets today. Thank you so much, Shaggy.
Yo, 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 this is Shaggy. You're listening to 89.3, The Raven, big station, ruling the nation. Shaggy!
I didn't know I was going to get 100%, Shaggy. I think I'm pregnant now.
It wasn't me.